Yes, it is that time of a Wednesday morning where we're joined in the studio by the lovely people at the Dictionary of Sydney. And joining me now is historian for the Dictionary of Sydney, Nicole Kammer. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How the hell are you?
Good, really good, actually. And it's nice to meet you.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you too. I had Lisa in here last week, but yes. It's good. I get to meet the whole team.
And learn about the history of Sydney.
Absolutely. First of all, how did you go over the weekend in the storms?
Oh, I was safely in my home, you know, and I could hear it in outside and was thinking, oh, gee, we're hit again by storms.
And as I understand it, there is a fair bit of a historical precedent, a lot of storms through Sydney's history.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I think, but I think it never ceases to just amaze people, and we're flooded with images.
We go nuts for weather, don't we?
We do, and we take, you know, there's all those Instagram shots and films that are shared by residents, you know, completely awestruck by what they've seen.
Well, it is stunning. I mean, in a very terrifying way.
Yes,
and if you
absolutely.
Were living in Colleroy and your house has been washed away, you're probably not thinking this today.
No.
But it is, you know, Mother Nature at its absolute prime, as it were.
Yeah, and so this, of course, was the case in you know, over the last 200 years or so, and previously. And the Dictionary of Sydney has, of course, a wealth of content. If you search for floods, for example, you come up with a range of kind of images and articles about floods in Sydney and surrounds. And, you know, there's evidence, it notes there's evidence dating back 10,000 years of tsunamis hitting the New South Wales east coast.
Really?
So, yeah, it's like so 10,000 years ago.
See, because the first one that I really remember growing up in Sydney was the 99 hailstorm.
Yes.
That was the big one.
Well, I mean, it's still kind of spoken about today as the most expensive kind of natural disaster to hit Sydney.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of absolutely decimated people's roofs and it just kind of caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, I mean, it was insurance claims for everyone. But let's go back through the history of Sydney. What are some of the earliest kind of recording? Not quite 10,000 years ago, but let's say colonised Sydney.
Yeah, so 19th century. There were, of course, storms recorded after European settlement from 1788. But there were a few throughout the 19th century that really kind of, I suppose, made their mark on Sydney and surrounds. The people of the Hawkesbury River, for example, thought they'd seen the worst of it in 1864 when the river peaked. It was 14.6 metres.
Wow.
I mean, I can't even imagine that.
No, like you can't.
And it just caused widespread damage, with many families were left destitute.
Mm.
And so they thought they'd seen the worst of it, but actually 3 years later in 1867, it was probably, I think it's still called one of the worst on record.
Right.
And basically the water peaked to 19.2 metres.
19.2 metres. I mean, what's that in the old money? That's shy of 60 foot.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about conversions, but like when you think of like how, you know, meters, you know, a house, you know, it overwhelmed properties, you know.
Yeah. Completely underwater, because you see the footage now of, you know, there might be flooding, and if it's really bad, you'll still see that arch rooftop of the house.
Like this portico, or
this
but now
be completely underneath.
This is houses were completely inundated, and amazingly though, there were only 12 deaths recorded, and that actually came from the one family, the Ether family. And you know, the newspapers at the time, the Illustrated Sydney News, for example, published this kind of extraordinary illustration of, you know, a depiction of the family kind of on top of the roof of their house and drowning, basically.
Oof.
It was pretty horrendous. Yeah. And that was around kind of Pitt Town and Wiseman's Ferry that occurred. So that was probably the worst that they'd ever seen, and one of the worst since. But there were also kind of the low-lying inner west kind of Sydney suburbs went through a few floods, which you wouldn't think, like,
I live in Redfern, and I can't imagine. I mean, yes, we get a lot of rain, and, you know, my street might be running with rainwater, but I've never thought about flooding.
Flooding. Not at least not kind of coming into people's homes
no.
and rising. And that's what happened in mostly Marrickville. So Marrickville was kind of the worst hit. And this was in May 1889. And there were other suburbs like Croydon Park and Canterbury that were inundated. And those, of course, are suburbs that are kind of lower lying.
Well, I suppose you've got the creek there in Marrickville on the far side
right.
of Marrickville.
Yeah. And again, there were kind of dramatic illustrations in the newspapers of people rescuing homeless people and all sorts of things. And one Newcastle newspaper reported 150 people were rescued.
Wow.
And that, like...
And that'd be in rowboats.
Yeah, that's right. And that doesn't sound like a lot now, but that would have been a lot then because these were a lot kind of less kind of densely populated
hamlets.
Area than they are now.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And so there were also other kind of images illustrated in the Australian Town and Country Journal, which was a very popular newspaper of the time.
Oh, and I've still got my subscription.
And there were things like a bus crash on the Cooks River Bridge in Canterbury, and there were a Manly ferry fighting kind of choppy seas. And there were also like a baker was wading through the water in Marrickville, still delivering his bread soldiering on.
That is what you want. That is absolute commitment from your baker.
And the fact that they got bread delivered as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, soggy, nothing worse than soggy bread.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, I'm here with Nicole Carmer from the Dictionary of Sydney. We're talking about the history of storms and floods here in Sydney. So you mentioned, Nicole, that there are images of those in the newspapers and things like that. Can we still find them today?
Yeah. So all of these images, for example, are actually digitized on the National Library of Australia's wonderful resource called Trove. So if you just typed in Trove in Google, and you'd come up with this extraordinary kind of range of newspapers from the time that you can search for a date, you can search for a keyword, that sort of thing.
So Trove as in T-R-O-V-E?
Yeah, that's right. But also the Dictionary of Sydney itself has a lot of these kind of extraordinary images in its database.
Mm.
So even if you searched in the Dictionary of Sydney for floods, you would find these images.
Right, okay. So what are the... So we've been through... we've had Marrickville flood. We've had the Hawkesbury flood. What else have we had?
The Georges River. So that's, of course, one of the most kind of flood kind of prone areas in Sydney. And, of course, the Georges River flows from O'Hares Creek catchment, 80 kilometres north to the east and kind of ending in Botany Bay.
Right.
So that's where... Just to give you an idea of where it is. And the February 1873 flood was the biggest when it came to, you know, at that time. It's 10.3 metres at Liverpool.
Right.
But 83 years later, so quite a bit of time between floods.
Drinks,
so to speak. The 1956 flood caused 5 deaths and 1,000 homes were flooded and 8,000 people were evacuated.
So you now start seeing the numbers getting up.
That's
as
right.
Population density increases, population number rise. Yeah.
That's right. So then, in a sense, you're kind of feeling really feeling the destruction of these kind of natural disasters. It feels like the impact of this is bigger as populations increase. You know, homes in Bankstown, Panania, East Hills, Milperra, Moorbank and others were inundated and residents were rescued by police and army ducks. You know, army ducks, those vehicles that look like little kind of trucks, but like they're boats at the same time.
The amphibious vehicles.
Yeah, that's right. The amphibious, those things, they were kind of riding those around
in the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And civilians in rowboats as well were kind of rowing up to people's homes and some people had to be rescued from their rooftops. So that, again, gives you an idea of the situation.
Of how high that water would have been. Yeah.
And, you know, floods really occurred since then. And there was one in 1988, which overwhelmed 1,000 homes. And, you know, the Dictionary of Sydney notes that there were trends over time that floods can cluster in a small number of years, not to be experienced for a while and
then
reappear.
So are you saying we've got more to come?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And as we've experienced over the weekend, you know, there's a lot of talk about, well, what can we expect in the future? And I think, you know, you'll get governments and other kind of, you know, emergency services trying to grapple with these disasters.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think really try and reduce the impact on the community. And so there's more to come.
Well, there you go. That's good to know. Thank you very much for that sunny outlook. Nicole, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
And we'll catch up with the Dictionary of Sydney next week here on 2SER Brekkie. You have a great day, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Carmer there. She's an historian from the Dictionary of Sydney. We catch up with them every Wednesday about this time, about 8:15. And here we take a wander down memory lane into the Sydney that used to be.